Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got Monday Night Football underway. The Raiders are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. This is a conclusion of another crazy week of NFL action. We talked about the Lions and the Eagles. We got into the Kansas City Chiefs. But joining us right now on the airwaves is someone who covers all things NFL football, diving deep into the numbers and the stats surrounding the game. We're being joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. Sean, how are you, man?
Sure, I'm doing awesome. As you said, you know, a crazy week where it feels like we're about to head into week 12, and I don't know who is the best team in the NFL. There's so many things still up in the air, so I'm really excited to talk some football.
Well, let's talk about what looks to be the best team in the NFL, one of them, but they still have their problems offensively, and that happens to be the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, even in knocking off the Lions yesterday, one touchdown, force-feeding the ball at A.J. Brown, is still trying to figure things out. What is your evaluation of the Eagles up until now? And the scary thing is, they still got time to figure things out.
Yeah, the Eagles defense, I think, has the ability, the coaching, the players to be the best defense in the NFL. It was so much fun going through the film and watching them use Quinyon Mitchell to that short side of the field. They're able to help out Adoree Jackson on the opposite side because of it. Jalen Phillips, just a phenomenal addition to really, really be able to attack the passer. And Jalen Carter playing at a super high level. So I loved the defense last year. I really, really love this defense again this year. Now, the offense, on the other hand, is a little bit of a different story. And I think about it like this. If I called up Nick Sirianni and said, Nick, I love your defense and I have some problems with your offense, I think he would answer me by probably blocking my number, but also saying, we keep winning games. So it's so hard for me because I keep watching this team and it feels like, hey, your offensive issues are repeating themselves. There's no real rhythm to the passing game. You're not able to create as many easy answers for your quarterback on a consistent basis. Your running game is not as explosive as it was last year, but they just can't lose. So it's so hard for me because part of me thinks they're the best team in the league. Part of me thinks, hey, if you run into a tough matchup, your offense is just going to continue to sputter out and really cause yourself issues. But you know, when you have a defense playing like that, it's really fun to, I think, watch them play overall. And I like that you said at the end there, this team right now, this is not what they have to look like in the playoffs. Like, they can still try and hammer things out on offense and maybe be even better than we saw in week 11.
Well, Sean, the team that they beat yesterday, the Lions, I mean, there's always expectations for them in a Dan Campbell era to be competitive in the postseason, but it still seems like the Lions have a little bit of a cap on them. I mean, they can never really even beat the Eagles. What are your thoughts on these Lions and their offense?
You know, I'm not going to say like, oh, the Lions are not a contender anymore just because they lost this game to the Eagles. They're, of course, not leading the NFC North right now, which, funnily enough, that's the Chicago Bears. Of course, Dan Campbell took over play calling last week. Awesome game, I believe, right against the Commanders. This week, I did like the game that Campbell called overall. I thought he did a good job on that touchdown to Jameson Williams. You're attacking Adoree Jackson in a specific way. There were different times. You know, the aggressiveness overall on the fourth down, maybe you even that out just a little bit, but I'm fine with him, you know, continuing to have his personality. I do think, though, the Eagles did a really good job of just matching those guys up front. Like, they were really able to get Goff off his spot, create some pressure. And then I think back to the Vikings game, where the Vikings were really able to attack them on the inside and just create a ton of issues throughout the game. The Lions are still a super talented team. Like, when you have Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, those guys, you're still going to be able to create positive plays. So I'm not going to count the Lions out. I do think if you're a Lions fan, you probably would have felt better about that game against the Eagles if it was played at Ford Field instead of outside in Lincoln Financial Field. But at this point, it looks like, hey, are the Lions going to win the division? I mean, I still feel like they have a good chance. Just because you're a few games back at this point, it doesn't mean that, you know, the rest of the way you're not going to be able to catch up. So I don't want to count out the Lions just yet, where I do think Kelvin Shepard on the defensive side has also done some fun things there.
Yeah, Sean Syed is here with us from Sumer Sports. I want to flip over to the AFC. And we had this chat with Carrington Harrison, who you can hear here on the Infinity Sports Network and based in Kansas City, about the 5-5 Chiefs. What are your thoughts on them? Why are they not moving the football? Why is Patrick Mahomes still have to be Superman with all the offensive weapons who've returned? Is it just a running game? What are your thoughts on the Chiefs?
I mean, the Chiefs are a fascinating, fascinating story. Last year, they win, I think it's like 11 games, where they're in a one-score game. You're either winning or losing by, you know, within that seven-point range. This year, they're 0-5 in those situations. So part of it is like, hey, you can't go into a game against the Broncos, go 1-for-4 in the red zone, have that bad interception. Eventually, you're going to give the other team another chance, and things are going to bounce against you. I do think in that game against the Broncos, Mahomes, the deep ball, it just, you know, it wasn't there, I think, and you kind of see it at different times throughout, you know, this year. In this game, 3-for-12 for 92 yards and interception on those throws that were 10 or more yards down the field. Of course, had that nice connection to Thornton, though. And I do think they ran the ball pretty well against the Broncos, but it feels like they don't have that consistent answer where they're still going to be we're going to spread the ball out, we're going to throw the ball as many times as we can throw the ball. So it's tough because I have no desire to play against the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. I'm much happier to be the guy that hangs on to like the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs way too long and then they lose in the first round, then be someone and say, oh, well, these Chiefs are done. Now, do I think they're going to win the division for the 10th time in a row? Probably not, just based on what is left on the schedule, how many games you are back, the Broncos now have the tiebreaker against you too. So that is a really, really interesting thing where, you know, I'm not used to watching Patrick Mahomes have to play that wild card round.
No, nobody wants to see Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. We know that much. And I don't want to say that there's a changing of the guard. It's still early in the season, but we saw the Patriots open up this week against the New York Jets and handle them. The New England Patriots, they got a head coach, they got a quarterback, and it looks like they've been able to kind of turn the tide on things. What are your thoughts on the reality of these Patriots really competing for a Super Bowl? Too soon, premature, right on time?
You know, I part of me wants to say, hey, this is too soon, but you have a quarterback that is playing out of his mind, and you have a head coach that really knows how to get guys going in the right ways, and you have a defense that can be competitive. So as much as I want to say, oh, you know, you're ahead of schedule, blah, blah, you might actually be the one seed in the AFC, which is a wild, wild place to be just on the Patriots rebuild. Whatever happens next year, hey, you face a tougher schedule. Who cares about that? We can play that next year. I love watching Drake May play football. I think Josh McDaniels has done a really good job with him to get him into positive situations, but also just May, he can make plays from any situation. I think he's really comfortable no matter what coverage you throw at him. I think he is doing a better job this year, just limiting some of those kind of bozo plays where, hey, you're being a little bit too much of a hero. And next time you watch the Patriots, just pay attention. Where does May get in the pocket on every single dropback? I mean, it reminds me of another Patriots quarterback. I don't want to compare Drake May to Tom Brady, but every single dropback, he's in the exact spot that he needs to be. It makes his offensive line's life easier. It makes things more predictable. The tackles can push a defensive end past him because they know May is going to be able to step up. So as much as I think and say, all right, well, your offensive line is overperforming. Do you want to play some of these defenses later in the season? Maybe not. I mean, they could easily be the one seed based on the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, Sean Syed is here with us, covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports. A little bit different to talk about the AFC and not have the Ravens there or the Buffalo Bills. We know about that crazy six-touchdown performance from Josh Allen yesterday. What are your thoughts on how the Bills and Ravens kind of fit in right now?
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is interesting, right? And now we've talked about all three teams that were really favorites going into the year. The Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. Of course, the Ravens, you know, you have that injury to Lamar Jackson. That's going to be a tough one to kind of start out with. Earlier in the season, I do think you move Kyle Hamilton down closer to the line of scrimmage on defense. That's able to unlock things a little bit. Feels like the run game, you know, maybe it doesn't have like that same exact kind of oomph that it's had over the last few seasons. And for the Bills, they're another interesting one because I'm not going to count out Josh Allen, and you will not catch me counting out Josh Allen in any sort of way. The defense has struggled. And even, you know, against the Buccaneers where you win by double digits in that game, you still have some situations where now Sean Tucker from the Buccaneers is running through your entire defense. So I think for the Bills, if they want to really get as far as they hope that they can, it's going to be shootout after shootout. And can you rely on Josh Allen? Probably yes. Every once in a while, you might get just, you know, some of those balls don't bounce your way, or those receivers are not able to get open in the same exact way. So it's fun. You know, we're so used to seeing the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs lead the division, just take that crown easily. Like, these guys are going to be playing home playoff games and play each other late. You know, let's make life a little bit harder for them. I think that can be fun for us this year.
No, it'll be a lot of fun. If we quickly take a look at things on the NFC side, the 49ers have Brock Purdy back. The Rams are still winning. Matthew Stafford looks like he's an MVP contention. What team do you think has the best chance of unseating the Eagles in the NFC?
You know, part of me still wants to say the Lions, even if we just watched them beat the Lions, but I do think it's got to be the Rams. The Rams played a really, really tight game against the Eagles the first time around. I understand Eagles fans can say, hey, look, like, the Eagles beat the Rams. What do you mean? I still think the Rams pose a lot of different issues where they're, you know, really just differentiated on offense. They'll get three tight ends on the field. Against the Seahawks, they weren't able to really have as much success from that particular look, but the Rams' defense is really, really good. We think about the Rams at Stafford and McVay, their defensive line is absurd. They're just going to create problems for you all day. They were able to do that against Sam Darnold. They were able to create some of those interceptions because they forced Darnold off that spot. And they're also getting some nice play from their secondary. So the Rams feel like a team where, I say right now, and I feel like I'd still lean the Eagles, even though the Eagles have had some offensive struggles just because of, I think, maybe what the Eagles can do on the defensive end. But it feels like the Rams are going to be a good game for them in the playoffs, where we think back to last year. Of course, that game in the snow went right down to the wire. I think that would be an exciting one if they play for a second time this season.
Well, Sean, this isn't a team that's in contention for anything, but I got to ask you about the Browns. We know that Shedeur Sanders is going to get another start. I don't think that he was prepared yesterday. I don't think the Browns had him ready to play. How could things look the rest of the season for Shedeur? Do you think he's just going to get one more start until Dylan is ready to go? Is this a lame duck season for him? What do you think?
I want to look at the rest of the Browns schedule. You get the Raiders, 49ers, Titans. You also have the Bengals later on your schedule. I'm interested just like the team as a whole, right? You see yourself right now, you're probably not going to be making the playoffs, right? I don't think I'm breaking any news by saying that about the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. I think it's probably positive. You just like find out what you have in your quarterbacks. I think probably from Dillian Gabriel, I think you hopefully have enough of an assessment to make a decision and say, okay, we know like we're going to move on with him, or like, you know, maybe he becomes more of a developmental player. And I'm not going to pretend like, oh, like Shedeur Sanders is going to come in and he's going to play like the projected first round pick that he was in some places, but I mean, just you know, try and find out what you have in him, right? And obviously the Browns see him in practice. They see him in meetings. They see him go through his entire process, but I don't know, maybe, you know, you're just trying to hit a home run, I think, as the Browns, right? You found these rookies like Carson Schwechter on the defensive end that are going to be kind of solid players for you for the long haul. So I think if you're Kevin Stefanski, hey, you know, you give all of us people and content some fun. Let's throw a little Shedeur Sanders out there.
Well, from one disaster to the next, here in Atlanta, I mean, Kirk Cousins is not the same player that he used to be. You have Michael Penix Jr., who apparently has suffered another ACL injury. What can Atlanta do? They just seem screwed. They're cooked.
You know, and I don't want to add on, the Atlanta Falcons, as you know, I know you know this, notably don't have their first-round pick next year. That might be a top-five pick based on how this is going. It's going to be in the Rams' hands. So you're sitting at 3-7. Yeah, I will say the defense has been fun. There has definitely been times this season where I look at some of the blitzes that Jeff Ulbrich is bringing. I look at the way that Divine Diablo is attacked from that second level, and I enjoy it, but the offense, I think, has felt really stagnant, which is wild for a team that has Drake London, who is playing like out of his mind the last two games, and obviously Bijan Robinson as well. So it does feel like, hey, you're kind of in a lost season right now, and I'm interested to see kind of what that means for this whole regime going forward.
Yeah, some people might be getting a boot sooner than later. Hey, Sean, we appreciate the time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all your work with Sumer Sports.
Appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter at SciEdSchemes. Check out the Sumer Sports YouTube channel. I do film breakdowns as well. And then, you know, give the Stats and Scheme newsletter a chance, sumersports.com/subscribe. Data film notes for every single game for the entire season.
Hey, we appreciate it, Sean. Enjoy this Monday Night Football game, okay?
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.